Well, good morning, everybody. Goeiemôre. It's fantastic to see the turnout here this morning. It's our second press conference. We had one out in Metro East with some of our Khayelitsha principals. But thank you very much for coming to join us this morning. I'm going to briefly go through a press statement, and I'm going to deal with aspects, and then the SG is going to deal with the technical aspects, and then afterwards we'll field as many questions as we can. But thank you for coming to join us this morning. Yesterday's release of the 2011 National Senior Certificate results was an exciting and a happy occasion. The results indicate that since 2009, significant progress has been made in improving the educational system and the learner outcomes in this province. In 2010, the Western Cape Provincial Government reversed the six-year decline in the matric pass rate in this province. In 2011, we continued to make further improvements, increasing the pass rate from 76.8 to 82.9. What is particularly gratifying is that the key indicators in the province are continuing to show a positive trend. This is a reflection of a maturing provincial education system responding positively to a number of systems improvements. More children have access to schools staffed with qualified teachers who are present, prepared, and using texts, and more children are at schools managed by a competent and accountable principal. I would like to take this opportunity to congratulate all Grade 12 learners who passed the National Senior Certificates examinations for their hard work and commitment, and to encourage all learners who did not pass the exams not to give up and to continue doing whatever they can to complete Grade 12. Indicators of success are: when assessing the results, one should consider, in addition to the percentage pass rate, a combination of indicators, including both the quantity and the quality of passes. This gives a far better picture of the health and progress of the education system. In this regard, the Western Cape has again achieved some substantial improvements in 2011. When considering the quantity of passes, one should consider the retention rates of learners. In other words, are more learners progressing from grade 1 to grade 12 year on year? If we consider the number of learners that enter the system in grade 1 compared to the number of these learners who actually write the National Senior Certificate examinations 12 years later, we can ascertain what the retention rate has been for learners progressing through the system and completing their school career in the Western Cape. What is most apparent and pleasing is that our government has made significant inroads in the last 2 years in improving the retention rate of learners, and quite dramatically so, giving more learners the opportunity to write their National Senior Certificate and complete their school career. The retention rate in the Western Cape, being the percentage differential between the number of learners entering the system and the number of learners writing the National Senior Certificate examinations, has improved by 16.5% in the last 2 years, increasing from 45.2% in 2009 to 52.4% in 2010, and an impressive 61.7% in 2011. Tables 1 and 2 included in the document provided to you illustrate the year-on-year improvement that has been achieved in the Western Cape in this regard. and you will see the trend of learners enrolling in the system with quite a significant drop between 1999 and 2000 in grade 1. And in table 2, you'll see, however, at the bottom, a steady improvement in the trend in the retention rate from 2008 through to 61.7% in 2011. And I'm now going to hand over to the SG, who's going to talk to you about probably what is the most important issue, that of quality.